Happy to be joined right now by one of the new members of the Calgary Flames. He is 21 years of age. He's still just a young lad. He's Noah Hanifin. Noah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's going on? Where are you today?
Right now I'm driving into I'm going to train right now. I got a workout and then started skating last week, so I got to go to workout and then skate. But yeah, just trying to stay pretty busy during the week, and you know, just between all the ice time and working out and stuff, it's really starting to ramp up now. So I'm starting to focus on that.
Starting to skate already? That is crazy. It's still June, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's it was a while ago. You know, I got back home to Boston, you know, around mid-April, and took about a month and a half, 2 months off, and I was just getting pretty bored, and I was ready to get back out on the ice. So. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a good time to start. Nothing crazy, probably skiing once or twice a week. And obviously that'll get a little bit more intense as the summer goes on. So
you get traded on Saturday. Give us the details. Obviously it's the first time you've been dealt, but where were you? What were the scenario? Who called you? All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So I was actually at the movie theater. So my brother, my sister, my dad, and, my dad actually got a call from my agents, and I looked at my phone. He had texted me like twice saying, like, call him, it's important, but I wasn't on my phone. And my dad stepped outside, and I kind of had a feeling something had happened. And then we found out that, you know, I'd be getting traded momentarily to Calgary. And, you know, I was super excited when I found out. You know, obviously I kind of had a feeling that something could possibly happen throughout the draft and in the course of that week. And then I found out I was going to be going to Calgary, and obviously it's a huge hockey city and a hockey market, and I was so excited when I found out.
What were you watching, by the way? Important question.
We were watching the new Jurassic Park that came out. I was with my little brother and sister. They wanted to see it, so we went over to watch it, and I only caught about 5 minutes of it, but it was pretty funny. It was unexpected at the time. So
yeah, well, spoiler alert, but the dinosaurs make it. Don't want to ruin it for
you.
Yeah, there's probably going to be another one of those movies, so you're not too far out.
Exactly.
So you get the call from, who talked to you from the Hurricanes?
I talked to Don Waddell, left me a message, and then I'm actually supposed to talk to the owner today at some point, but I found out it was pretty abrupt, you know, when it happens. I talked to the GM and I talked to of Calgary. I talked to Bill Peters, and just everyone's pretty excited about the deal. And you know, me and my family are looking forward to it. And obviously, I have some familiar faces in Calgary. You know, I know Johnny Gaudreau real well. I know Tkachuk really well. I'm going over at Lindholm. I know the coach, so it's gonna be a pretty smooth transition, I think. And you know, I'm excited.
You say you're excited to go to Calgary, and I just wonder. You're 21. Carolina is an amazing place. Why is the change of scenery exciting for you? Was it time for a change? Were negotiations not going well? What makes you excited to change markets?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just a little bit of everything. I think, you know, my first 3 years, you know, it was great. You know, I think it was a great place for me to come into the league and learn about, you know, what the league is all about, and they used to schedule and stuff like that. And obviously, I have super close friends on Carolina that I'm obviously gonna miss, but. I think just the opportunity in Calgary is amazing. You know, like I said, it's just such a big hockey town. It's a hockey market. And I think there's a great team in place. I think there's a lot of great pieces to be successful there. And, you know, I'm happy just to come in and try to do my best and be a part of that and create a winning culture in Calgary.
You had mentioned you had heard your name, and I think anybody, like we certainly heard your name. And the one question we had is why? He's 21. He was a high first-round pick just a few short years ago. Why would he be in the rumor mill? Were you curious? I mean, I think a certain party, you have to be kind of insulted a little bit. You have to wonder what the hell's going on. Why were you curious at all? Why it was you and no one else that was being brought up?
Yeah, I mean, no, definitely. I mean, I think it definitely, you know, adds fuel to the fire and motivates me quite a bit. You know, obviously you don't want to ever get traded, you know, when you're young like that. But I think there was just a bunch of things going on in that scenario of why it happened. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it just motivates me to keep working harder and you know, prove that Calgary made a good decision.
So you do know, I guess probably Tkachuk. You've played with some amazing players. Looking at that U.S. national team. We can roll through some of those names between, you know, Austin Matthews, and it's crazy already to look at how many players, Jack Eichel, Sonny Milano, Dylan Larkin, just to name a few. Do you find it odd, or do you find it exciting, I guess, no matter, it seems, where you go, what team you play against, you know somebody because you were part of that hugely successful team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great to see, you know, how successful that program has become. And, you know, it's tough. You know, you go there, you leave home when you're 16, and, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and you're competing against some of the better players in the country every single day, and it definitely paid off. You know, you see how much success, you know, that program's having in terms of how many of their players are already playing, you know, pro hockey, playing in the NHL, and it's great. You know, I played with Matthew, you know, when I was young, when I was probably 7 or 8, we were playing in summer tournaments together, and then obviously I played with him at the national program, and we became pretty close there as well, so definitely a good friend of mine, and we're both pretty excited to play together again.
Give us a little something on Matthew Tkachuk, because he never stops talking. He is a bit of a, you know, I don't want to use a bad word in the radio, but we all know what he is. He's a bit of a S disturber. Yeah. Give us something on Tkachuk.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, you know, him as a player, obviously he's difficult to play against. He's strong. He's physical. He's an athlete.
Yeah, and I don't mean that. I mean, give us a good story. Give us something.
He cheats at ping pong. Something like that.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just remember, you know, when we used to play together at the U.S. program, you know, just doing 3-on-3s. He's one of my good buddies, and every time we go on, you know, scrimmage and stuff, he'd be running around burying guys, and he's always had that little chip on his shoulder, but he's a super funny guy. He can quote any movie like no other. He's super funny. He's going to be a great teammate, so I'm excited to go back and play with him.
And you went to Boston College as well. Do they have, like, statues up of Gaudreau there? Do you have to, like, bow down at a Gaudreau before you go onto the ice, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll probably put a statue up pretty soon. He's definitely kind of a legend at BC. Had, obviously, super successful career there, and it was great. Unfortunately, I missed him by 1 year. I've been pretty fun to play with him. When he left, I was the following year coming in, but he's obviously a great player, and he definitely helped BC's hockey program quite a bit. So,
Flames defenseman Noah Hanifin, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tell us about the coach that remains the only coach you played for in the NHL. He's new to Calgary, but not to you. What's Bill Peters like?
Yeah, he's great. You know, he's a super intelligent guy. Very, very detailed. Always prepared. And I think he's going to be great. I think he cares a lot about possessing the puck throughout the game. That's what he wants. He wants the puck on our stick and holding on to it, making plays. So I think coming in with some of the players that are on the team, I think it's what he wants is going to work out great. So he's just a super smart guy, and he expects a lot out of his players. He's very demanding, but in a good way. He just wants to bring the best out of everyone. So he's going to be I'm happy to be able to play for him again, and I'm looking forward to it.
Where would you put him on the scale of players coach to a butt kicker? Is he somewhere in the middle? Is he closer to one side than the other?
I think, yeah, I would say he's right in the middle probably. You know, he's very easy to talk to when you want to approach him and talk and ask questions. He's always there to sit down and discuss what he's thinking and what he expects. And but at the same time, like I said, he does demand a lot of his players, and he expects to be successful, which I think is perfect. I think that's good to see in a coach.
So you come into the National Hockey League right after your draft, which is very tough for anyone to do, let alone a defenseman. You've played just 239 games. Give us your first holy crap, I'm in the NHL moment, on the ice or off the ice. And at what point did you finally realize, maybe it's during a game or just kind of subconsciously, it's like, man, I'm here and I'm comfortable and I belong here. I'm now a part of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think, you know, right when I started, you know, even in the preseason, you know, you just realize the difference, you know, coming from college hockey. You know, even going to college hockey was a step up. Guys are stronger and bigger. And then you go to the NHL and you're playing against men. And the game's so fast. And obviously all the players are super skilled. And everyone has a job to do. So it was challenging at first. It took me a few months to adjust to the speed and stuff like that. Especially, you know, I was pretty young. I was 18. And it was definitely an adjustment period for sure. But I think, through my first year, going to my second year, I definitely started to feel comfortable again, and kind of start to play my game, you know, going into last year, just trying to play my game, which is offensive, jumping into the play, using my feet, skating out of trouble. And I think I'm starting to do that a lot more now, which is good. But there definitely is that adjustment period when you're stepping into the NHL, you know, your first year and stuff. It's definitely challenging.
Was there a moment where you got burned, or you get back to the bench, you're like, oh boy, that guy's good.
Yeah, I remember it was actually my first preseason game. So it was my first time, like, you know, suiting up, and we were playing Pittsburgh, and they put their whole roster out there as Crosby, Kessel, Malkin, like Tang, you know, everyone's out there. And the first shift, it was opening draw, and I jumped down, like, I tried to pinch on the wall to Kessel, and all of a sudden I turned around, he chipped it by, and Crosby and someone else were on, like, a 2-on-1, and I was like, oh boy, this is sad. That was kind of my moment. I was like, all right, this is the NHL.
What can Flames fans expect from Elias Lindholm? He's famous for being taken before Sean Monahan, but we don't get the luxury of watching many Hurricanes games out here on the tube.
Yeah, no, he's a great player. He's super responsible. He's a very smart player, strong on the puck. You know, he can play it, you know, kind of wing. He can play center. He's on the power play, PK. He kind of does it all. He's a very versatile player. But, you know, being a D-man, I love being on the ice with him. He moves the puck, you know, so well. And like I said, he's responsible defensively, back checks hard. And I think, you know, he's going to be a great addition to the team. I think with some of the forwards that, you know, Calgary has, I think with him coming and joining them, I think it's going to be a great fit for him. And I think he's going to have a lot of success there.
So you were an all-star in 2018. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously they had a few young guys, you know, Matthews and Eichel and Arensky. Well, those are three guys right there that I played with when I was at the U.S. program, and it was a great experience, especially for my family. You know, I have a younger brother who's 16, a sister who's 13, and just for them to be out there and kind of experience it with me was a lot of fun, and definitely something I'll never forget. So it was a great experience.
But you got to act cool walking in there, right, with all the all-stars. You're like, oh, my God, look at all these guys. But you're like, no, this is nothing. Big deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not a big deal to those guys, but it was it was definitely a very unique and it was a great experience, something that I'll never forget. And it was cool, you know, my brother and sister got to meet a lot of you know, some of those players, and it was awesome. It was something it was a lot of fun. So
two quick ones regionally for you. Have you been to Banff of the Mountains out here, and do you know what the Calgary Stampede is?
I've not been to Banff, but I've seen pictures of it, and it looks amazing. Something I definitely want to check out. It looks super cool, and I have not been to Stampede, but I've heard of it, and I heard it's a great time. You know, John Gaudreau and Kachat, they're all telling me about it. They said it's a blast, so I've definitely heard of that.
You need some cowboy boots. That's the word, all right? You can fake it. Don't worry if you actually ridden a horse or not. You need some boots.
Yeah, I need some boots, maybe a cowboy hat, so...
Chatting with Noah Hanifin here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Now, you're from Boston. Are you a big Patriots fan?
I am. Huge Patriots fan.
I was going to say, so you're a Brady guy.
Absolutely. I love Brady.
Yeah. Why does everyone...
I know. A lot of people... Huh?
No, I was going to say, does everybody there love him, or is there some hate out there even in Boston?
No, I think he's pretty well-liked here in Boston. Obviously, he's he's had a lot of success and done a lot for, you know, Boston sports fans. So he's definitely well-liked. But I'm pretty sure, like, everywhere else he's not so liked. So I don't know why. He's such a great guy, and he works super hard, never gets into any trouble. You know, I just don't know why people don't like him. But no, he's definitely one of my favorites.
All right, this is a bit of a Hail Mary, but staying with the Patriots, do you have a Gronk story for us? Boomer, who hosts the show, is a massive Gronkowski fan.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, the place I train at, he's actually been in there a few times working out there, and I've seen him a few times. I've met him. Super nice guy. Always in a good mood, happy, super, you know, pretty goofy, but, you know, it's pretty, you know, being in the gym, he's a freak of nature, you know, seeing him work out and stuff, he's a monster, so that's, it kind of puts things in perspective when you're in the gym with someone like that, but he seems like a great guy. I don't know him, you know, too well, obviously, but, you know, he's definitely another guy that Patriots and Boston fans love, so.
And you're probably a Red Sox fan too, right?
Oh, boy.
I am, yeah. Actually, I've only been... I've only been to one game this year. Usually I go to a few more, but I have to get out there again and try to catch a game. I just love going, you know, Fenway Park and stuff. It's always a cool experience going there, but yeah, I definitely like the Sox as well.
Well, we liked you up until about the end of the interview.
Good start.
Now
yeah.
we got Brady and the Patriots and the Red Sox. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with you, but hey, man, enjoy the rest of your summer, and I know Flames fans are excited to get you here, and your skating is amazing, and I think fans are going to be – it's going to be a treat to watch you every night.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm super excited. I appreciate it, guys.
Right on. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. Noah Hanifin, Flames defenseman. That's a 21-year-old.
He's got comfy in his own skin.
Yeah, I've talked to some guys that the thing with him is
hot.
He has been. See, and I don't
Bobby
even.
Wooten hot.
Is it that? I didn't even think it's that noticeable.
There's only a few words.
There's a few in there. Yeah,
he's a smart player.
Yeah, love it.